Well, depending on the context, I could take it as a high compliment or a terrible insult if somebody described me as loose. What does that term even mean? And what does it mean when an entire state is loose? Two University of Maryland psychologists have released a report that finds Washington is the third loosest state in the nation, behind only California and Oregon. Jesse Harrington is co-author of that study. He's a doctoral student and National Science Foundation research fellow. Dumb question first. I asked him to define what he and his colleagues mean by that word loose.
Tightness looseness is this construct. It's fairly recent. It has a bit of a history, but basically what it means, it's about the strength of social norms and the degree of punishment or tolerance for deviant behavior. So what that translates into is greater constraints on individual behavior in any given situation. And so what happens is when anyone is in any particular context, they have fewer behavioral options in a place that's tight and more behavioral options in a place that's loose.
So what would make a state, an actual physical state, tight or loose?
I mean, it can be innumerable things. Typically, we are interested in the level of social norms. So, you know, you're in the grocery store, you're in the bank, you're at work, and the behaviors you can enact in those situations, they're either constrained or not. At the same time, you can have sort of institutional level constraints as well. So this is what we used in our study to approximate tightness looseness at the state level. So we looked at the ratio of dry to total counties, so states with a higher amount of dry counties or partially dry counties, in addition to the legality of same-sex civil unions, the severity of marijuana laws, whether medical marijuana use is allowed or not, the execution rate. Those are sort of institutional variables that reflect a greater constraint or not.
Gay, marrying, pot-smoking Washington state's pretty darn loose then, huh?
Yeah. I believe on the rankings, it's about number 3 in terms of the top loosest state.
Who's the loosest?
The loosest is California.
Well, it makes sense, Jesse, that tight states would maybe vote Republican. Loose states maybe tend to vote Democrat. But I understand Nevada is one of the loosest states, but it's staunchly Republican. So that seems a little bit of a conundrum.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I mean, the way we conceptualize tightness, looseness, it's meant to be a bit of a broader sort of construct, if you will. So while conservatives and Republicans in general tend to endorse more behavioral constraint, they tend to endorse stronger norms, and those tend to be reflected in Republican states, they're not one and the same. They're different. So tightness, looseness, it's more about an objective description of the norm pressures in a state. So Nevada, a place where they make a lot of money on sort of loose industries, if you will, gambling, among other things. I would imagine that's more reflective of the tightness, looseness of that state rather than the voting, the political voting that happens there, if that makes sense.
It does. I'm speaking with doctoral student Jesse Harrington. He's co-author of a study that characterizes Washington as the third loosest state in the nation. I'm not sure if we should aspire to number one or not, but what is being loose indicate about Washington societally, I suppose?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, these are sort of broad level descriptors, so I can't indicate, you know, anything about Washington in particular. But at the state level in the U.S., what we found anyways is that looser states tend to have lower rates of incarceration rates relative to tight states. They tend to be more creative, so they have more patents per capita, for instance. Less discrimination. This is in terms of the number of discrimination charges per capita for the EEOC, as well as a higher rate of happiness. Relative to tight states. So societally, that's what you find. But you also, at the same time, you tend to find greater homelessness, as well as a greater use of illicit drugs and alcohol use.
So are you saying if we were a little bit tighter, we would have maybe less crime?
Well, the thing is, we actually didn't find a relationship between tightness, looseness, and crime in our study. At the international level, those relationships were found. But here in the States, we actually didn't find any relationship with crime and tightness or looseness. So we can't say either way.
How does the physical ecology of a state or a locale factor into loose and tightness?
Yeah. So theoretically, the original study that this work is sort of based on, that it's sort of taking from, found between nations that nations with a higher amount of ecological threat, whether you're talking natural disasters, disease prevalence, the abundance or not of natural resources, all those things are ecologically threatening. And so what happens when you have ecological threats, we theorize, is that they cause societies to develop tighter norms in order to get people to coordinate better, in order to sort of survive, if you will. So the idea is that tighter states, tighter nations, tighter any sort of social grouping, if you will, it's sort of an adaptive reaction to the ecological threat that exists in an environment. And so after finding that at the national level, my advisor and I looked at the state level and found the same exact patterns. So the more ecological threat you have, natural disasters and so forth, you find similar tightness.
I want to take a step back. I'm curious why you're interested in whether a state is tight or loose.
I mean, it's a good question. I'm more interested in it just from a academic standpoint. So this is a construct that I think has a lot of importance for, you know, characterizing cultures across the world, so tribal groups, nations, states, and this is sort of a way to validate for my advisor and I our theory about how tightness loosus works overall. So the United States, given that it's a large nation with a huge diverse amount of ecologies and just a large mass of population and area, was sort of a good testing ground to sort of validate our previous findings, and that's basically what we did.
So it's not something that a state's development office is necessarily going to use for attracting new residents or visitors or industrial development?
it's theoretically possible. I mean,
hey, we're number three.
We're number three in looseness. No, I think it's possible. I mean, you know, some people just personality-wise will be more attracted to looseness or tightness, either because that's just sort of the environment they grew up in within a local community or what have you. So, yeah, I think it's going to, you know, some states will attract people because of that person's personality and the values that they hold.
University of Maryland doctoral student and National Science Foundation research fellow Jesse Harrington found only California and Oregon are looser than the state of Washington. It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.